Good afternoon. We're going to talk today about starting and stopping a pension and running a pension through your self-managed superannuation fund. Once an account-based pension commences, there's an ongoing requirement for the trustee to ensure the minimum pension standards are met. So what are the tax implications for a fund once an income stream starts? Once a complying super fund starts to pay a superannuation income stream, it may be entitled to exempt a portion of the income earned from the fund's assets until such time as the pension ceases. There are two ways of working out the fund's exempt current pension income. One method requires the trustee to segregate assets used to support the superannuation income stream. The other method requires an actuarial certificate which specifies the proportion of total income that may be exempt. What happens if the trustee has started paying a pension and then the trustee receives contributions from the same member? Can they add that to the member's pension account? Any contribution received once a pension has started cannot be added to the capital supporting the pension. All contributions intended to form the capital of the pension must be made before the pension starts. Contributions received after the pension starts will form part of a new account for that member. What happens if the trustee fails to meet the minimum pension requirements? If a fund fails to meet the minimum pension payments, the super income stream will have been taken to have ceased at the start of the income year for tax purposes. From the start of the income year, the account is no longer supporting a super income stream, and any payments made during the year will be super lump sums. This means the fund will not be entitled to treat income or capital gains as exempt for that year. What if in a later year, the trustee decides that they will start a pension payment again? If the relevant rules are once again met and complied with in the following income year, this results in the commencement of a new pension. The trustee will need to revalue the assets at market value and recalculate the minimum pension payment required at the start of that year. So can a trustee record an underpayment of the pension as an accrual in the accounting records of the fund? No. For a trustee to meet the minimum pension payment standards, they must meet the payment requirements both in form and effect. It's not enough for the rules of the pension to state a payment will be made in each year if the payment for a particular year is not actually made. So for the 2013 financial year, the minimum pension payments as a percentage of the members' account balances are for those aged under 65, 3%, 65 to 74 years of age, 3.75%, 75 to 79 years, 4.5%. Anyone outside of those age brackets should seek further advice on what their minimum pension payment is and ensure that the correct amount is paid to them before the 30th of June. You can contact me for further information on 6652 8788 or on the web mjaccountants.com.au.